Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you wanting to improve your self-esteem, yet you feel like your confidence is good? Well, today I'm going to share why your self-esteem may not be as strong as your confidence, and what you can do about it with some quick tips. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra special point for you then as well. Now, why did I decide to talk about this today? I decided to talk about this because I've had some recent conversations with people. People who have been clients, people just friends in general, people who are interested in working with me. And I saw this common theme of like, Johnny, you know, I feel good in this area of my life, that area of my life. Yet there's something in me where I just don't feel like I'm good enough, or perhaps there's a bit of a blocker for me. So this used to be very evident in me. And I realized it's something I wanted to bring, because self-esteem is a challenge for a lot of people. Maybe you can relate in particular to this. Maybe you're like, right, I feel very confident in this area of life and that area, yet I don't fully have the greatest relationship with myself as I could. Maybe you're relating to this right now, because this was certainly me. Like, I went through many years of like really pushing myself out of my comfort zone, so that actually I got to a point where talking in front of people confidently became more skilled at it. And I kept telling myself the story I was good at it the more I did it. And working on both your psychology and actually taking some action is the ultimate formula. Doing things again and again, or if you want to call it activity, because that's repeated action or habit, as I like to call it. Yet inside, even when I started pushing myself, like going to things like Toastmasters, a public speaking forum where you can practice your public speaking skills in front of people who are going to be non-judgmental just to help you, and they're at the beginning of their journey as well. So what did I start to know? I started to notice that actually my relationship with myself wasn't that good. And I'd be like, in the inside, oh, I'm not as good as I think I could be. And this is always something I'm going to be developing, by the way. It's an ongoing process. Developing your self-esteem and confidence is an ongoing process. There's no end journey in life, right? As you're going through, you keep developing these things. But obviously, if you're at a point where it's really, really low, you want to really start working on it. And that's what I want to help you with. So let's talk about self-esteem and confidence. I remember feeling so low, I'd be in tears of how badly I used to get my own back. I made myself cry in like several times in my teens and 20s because of how horrible I was to myself. And I thought, if I was this horrible to someone else, then they would probably cry as well. And I wouldn't do that, because I'm not one of those people who likes to upset other people. So self-esteem, let's define them. Self-esteem is how much you like yourself. What's your relationship like with yourself? And confidence is the trust in your abilities. Now, one of the things that kind of slightly, it's quite interesting, slightly, I don't know, gets me a little bit intrigued, or like want to really tackle this, is when people say they don't have confidence in anything, because it's an absolute lie. They're lying to themselves, or their brain is generalizing. Trust in your abilities. You are confident in something. Like, think about it. If you work in a job, you're probably confident in your ability to do that job. If you drive a car, you're probably confident in that ability to do it. If you're able to get dressed in the morning, you're probably confident to do that, right? And these are silly examples, but like, If I asked you to do one of those things and you could do it, you'd be like, yep, got it. Wouldn't even think about it. Yet maybe you can't. Public speaking, I'm going to use as an example, because it's a huge, huge challenge. And people are like, I've got no confidence in public speaking. Well, you're not going to if you don't do anything. You keep telling yourself that story. I know, because I used to be terrified of even saying my name in a meeting. Okay, now I make podcasts every single week. I go on other people's interviews. I stand up in front of people when I've been in corporate settings, right, and talk. But I used to be terrified to even say my name. It's a skill you develop. So let's use public speaking. You say, I'm not confident that public speaking, right? Well, you actually can go through the same process you did to get confident in things like driving, get confident in things like getting dressed, as silly as that sounds, right? Yes, there's going to be different fears and all that kind of thing, but you can use similar formulas to what got you confident in certain areas. So I'm going to go into some practical points in a minute to really help you nail both your self-esteem and confidence. And I just want to ask you, like, how is it helping you not working on the relationship with yourself and going through the same circle again and again and again? What's it cost you? What's it going to cost you in 1, 3, 5 years time? Maybe you're just someone who listens to podcasts and audios. And this, I call people out for this because, like, just listening to information and motivation and not doing anything is almost pointless. It's not pointless completely because you're putting some good information in your head rather than negativity. Yet if you don't act on it and do stuff differently, nothing's going to change. Even if you're in a really challenging place where, you know, definitely reach out to someone and get that support, you need to break down the actions into tiny, tiny things, like 2-minute things, 5-minute things each day. Okay. Because else, if we overwhelm ourselves, we don't move forward. So ask yourself, how is it helping you by not addressing your relationship with yourself? Okay. So, right, let's go into some practical steps that I want to give you in terms of really developing stronger self-esteem within yourself in particular, and a bit on confidence as well. So first of all, let's go back to things you are confident in. Do not generalize and say you're not confident in anything because you're lying to yourself, right? Silly examples, right? Being able to dress yourself, brush your teeth, a certain sport maybe you're good at, or maybe there's something like you're really good at a subject in school, you're good at your job, you're good at a certain thing in business. There's something you genuinely feel confident in. Just pick anything. And what you got to ask yourself is, what are the beliefs you have about yourself in that area? And you're going to say, well, I'm really good at that. And then it's like, interesting. So you're saying you're good at something, right? Just ask yourself that. And then it's like, what were the actions and activities you took in order to develop that confidence? What were the kind of things you did? Now, I'm not talking about the step-by-step for that thing, but how did you approach it? Chances are, to give you a bit of a hint on this one, you did something again and again and again and again, and therefore you got confident in it. How can we apply that to an area we're not confident in? Think about it. Right. So now the second part is, actually, I sort of was touching on it a bit then, but the second part, so that's step one, look at your confidence formula. What are the beliefs you have about an area of confidence in life, and what are the actions and activities you are taking, right? The next thing, how can you apply that to an area perhaps you're not confident in? We'll go back to public speaking again, right? Say you're not confident in public. You may be, like, I don't necessarily know what you are and aren't confident in. The majority of people I speak to aren't confident in public speaking. And I know why, because they're happy with just settling for, like, I'm just not a confident speaker. If you just settle with that, that's not going to change. Just being transparent. And by the way, I want to put this point as well. You can't be confident and good at everything, right? There's a phrase that goes, you can be great at anything, but you can't be great at everything, right? There's a certain element to that. I think that we've got certain genetics and things like that, that certain sports that maybe we're going to be limited to. But again, like, there's so much possibility in this world. You can definitely increase your abilities. Now, I want you to think, so what I was saying about this point is, I want you to think on this point too, what's an area you want to develop? So we're going back to the public speaking, okay? So, right, say you're really confident at driving your car, you can drive a car, okay? Right, were you confident at the start of beginning to learn to drive? The majority of people are going to say no. In fact, I think everyone's going to say no to some degree. Yes, there may be some who are like, oh, I've seen people do it, or I've kind of driven like a tractor or something before when I was younger. So were you confident at the beginning of that? No, of course you weren't. Or you can answer to yourself. Ask yourself. I want you to kind of answer these questions for yourself, but I may give you a bit of guidance. Right. Okay. So what do you believe about your ability to drive now? Maybe you think, oh, I can drive easy. That's a great belief to have. Imagine you felt like that in the area you wanted to be confident in. And what did you do in terms of the sequence in order to develop the confidence? Well, you went for a driving lesson, you went for another one, 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 right? What else can you take from learning how to drive? Maybe it was hard, and actually you were like, well, it's really hard, I'm really frustrated. I remember I had a few arguments with my dad. He was a great, he's an amazing, wonderful, loving dad. But, you know, with your parents learning to drive, there can be a couple of arguments. Especially when I always drove into a wall because I was looking each way of the road. Off topic. But yeah, he was very supportive through the whole process. But I remember it's quite difficult when your parents are showing you how to drive. So like, okay, you drive. And I was actually really pleased of how he pushed me a little bit. And I was like, I don't want to drive today. And he would get me, encourage me. Great dad. Amazing dad. Love him. And then, right, what did you do? You learned to drive and drive and drive again. You did it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And guess what? You then would have come to a test and then you would have passed, or maybe you had to retake. It's usually the written one, then the practical one. And then you pass, and then you've driven again and again and again. They say you really learn to drive when you've passed your test. And you drove again and again and again and again and again. And you became more confident as a result because you've driven again and again. How can you apply that to another area of life, I wonder? And maybe you made it a must. You must get better at driving. You must do it. How can you apply that to another area of life? So maybe, like, public speaking, like, if it's something you feel is going to be beneficial to you. Now, I'm just going to say this. This is my own personal view. Like, I have got a number of business opportunities and career opportunities from my ability to communicate to another human being, rather than necessarily always having the skill set. I've seen people with good skill sets, much better than me, and me do better than them on the job interview, just because of my ability to communicate. Communication, the best communicators out there in the business world often make the most money. So they often have really good social networks. I would use myself. I'm not saying I'm the best communicator in the world, by the way. We've all got different styles, you know. I go off on one on my podcast sometimes. I used to be terrible at communication. It didn't open up possibilities, though. So whether you think public speaking, I'm not talking about talking in front of thousands of people, but improving your like sort of low-level public speaking communication skills, is that a priority to you or not? It's completely up to you, right? And we're just using this as an example. I mean, you can hide away from responsibilities, maybe not necessarily give yourself that opportunity to progress because you're hiding and shying away from it. And what I love about some people who come to work for me, they're like, I want to improve this area. Fantastic. You're in the right place. Let's help you. And I love actually giving them some feedback on it as well. So like with public speaking, for example, like if it's not a must for you, you're not going to consistently do it. Like for the thing you got confident in, maybe you made it a must for you. So let's look. So looking at actually what you did in your driving test or an area where you're confident, what are like the beliefs you have? Was it like a really important thing to get good at? And what did you do to get confident in it? You did repetition again. How can you apply that to an area you're not as confident in? Maybe it's a sport. Maybe it's a sport you want to get really good at. It's like, again, what would you do? Maybe you apply again and again and again. You keep going. You make it a must for you, not just a should to get better at it. And you create new beliefs within yourself. And those beliefs will come through action as well. But you've also got to start talking to yourself in the right way. Okay, so then the next one is, how can you use that confidence formula to your self-esteem? Well, your self-esteem is your relationship with it, with yourself. So you can actually use your confidence formula. So if you believe you're really good at an area Even if it's just something simple like driving, you don't even think about the things you're confident in. So we're trying to make you think more consciously here. So you, if you're good at driving, we're just using the driving example for all of this, you'll believe you're good at it. So what can you take from that to your self-esteem? Maybe you start thinking, I'm a great person. I'm a great person in general. You need to start changing those words if you're calling yourself negative. What do you do? Like in driving, you do it again and again and again. What can you do with self-esteem? You can consistently develop the relationship with yourself. Treat yourself, be kind to yourself, love yourself, give yourself some space every day. Okay, and then is it a must for you? Is it a must for you to make your self-esteem better? Yes or no? It's completely up to you. So we can take that. And then the four points. The fourth point is just being more conscious on the words you say to yourself, like every single day. I just want to re-emphasize this. And then the fifth one is the pictures you put in your head again and again and again. Because when you're confident in something, you've got the right words and pictures in your head. And if you've got good self-esteem, you've got words and pictures in your head about yourself, start paying attention to those and then tweaking those. So let's recap through the points for ultimately applying decent self-confidence and self-esteem to yourself. So the first one is look at what's your confidence form already for an area you've already got. What are like your beliefs? What are the things you're doing again and again? And is it a strong enough reason to keep going in it? How can you apply that? And the second point is how can you apply that to an area where you're not as confident? The third point is how can you apply that into your self-esteem? And then the fourth one is just be conscious of your words. The fifth one is be more conscious of the pictures in your head. Okay, so that's what I've got apart from my final point that I'm going to come on into a minute. It's a very simple one, but I just want to say thank you for listening today. And if you've appreciated today's episode, I'd highly value a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. You could be changing someone's life by sharing this, and sharing is caring. So my final point for you is 5 minutes of self-love a day. Schedule it first thing in the morning. Just do something for you. Tell yourself you love you in the mirror. Take yourself for a coffee. I love a good coffee and a good walk. Hug yourself, sit in silence, have a conversation with yourself. Do something, an act of self-love every day, because that tackles most of the things we talked about under self-esteem. That's like looking at the beliefs. So if you keep doing something caring, you're believing you're worth it. The actions are expressing that, and then you're making it a must in terms of working for you. Okay, so that's my final point, just 5 minutes of self-love a day. So once again, if you've appreciated today's episode, I'd highly appreciate a rating and review. You know, we don't do ads or anything for this podcast. This is just purely organic. So as many people as we can touch is amazing. So I'd appreciate you sharing. So I appreciate you for being here as well. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.